I take her lyrics and chords and permit myself away, and I learn them. I learn how to play it by myself. So this is just her playing it to say, hey, here's a new song. And normally, like, she would just send me like a MP3 of it. And then I listen and I'm like, oh, this is great. And I listen and listen and listen. And then we work out what the chords are, and then I go learn it on my own. So I mean, we can jam a little,
I can jam.
But it's not pleasing to the ear. But I can't do it, play along with Emily as well, because I'm not as, I just can't do it. I wish I could. To me, it's pleasing because I can hear, oh, that's a good idea, and that's a good idea.
This song, it's called Elizabeth, and I was actually thinking about putting it on my solo record, but then I changed my mind. Because, I mean, Amy's made like 4 or 5 solo records, so I don't know how exactly to describe the difference between the feeling that, you know, something's an Indigo Girls song and a solo song, because this is my first time around with that, but I did make that switch, and then I played it. I don't know if Jordan likes this song or not, but I don't really care, because I
like it.
You like this one?
I do.
Okay. So.
Three streets off the grid. We were barely kids, but we were old enough to drink in Louisiana. We listened to The King Must Die on the willows, drank the wine that we could afford. Mixing our blood, climbing the fence of the St. Louis Cemetery. We got on my heart's desire, big as a 1788 fire. When you put on little Queenie and bring me another whiskey, Elizabeth, the last I heard, you're in Savannah. You got married after art school.
Body of it, but the question is,
it's like so, it's great.
Thanks. It always makes me feel
put
good.
On
when Amy
Queenie,
likes my song.
Bring me another whiskey.
There's a lot of line. There's a lot of Little Queenie, for those of you who don't know, is she was this amazing artist from New Orleans, and there was a bar I used to frequent, an Irish pub called Molly's in the corner on Toulouse Street, and she was on the jukebox, and it was the only place that Little Queenie was on the jukebox, and the song was My Darling New Orleans. And I used to freak, and I used to drink whiskey and listen to that song. And so there's a lot of this that's actually it's all autobiographical. Elizabeth, are you out there? No,
I don't know who she's talking about. I've been racking my brain. For
I don't
three
do Facebook.
Days
I just write songs.